Yeraisa.
At this point, I can't even get my aces yet.
Okay, Nachum Hall. Welcome all, new and old, starting Maseches Yuma, or Yoima. We'll see how long that lasts. Bezer Hashem.
So when you come to the front,
He wants to sit still ahead on the side. Starting Maseches Yuma. Maseches Yuma deals with the Yom Kodesh of Yom Kippur. For a majority of Masechta is going to be talking about the actual Avoda and Karbonos of going on in the Beis HaMikdash, which obviously we are not yet zeichet to have, but Meir V'Yemenu Be'ez Hashem will have before this Yom Kippur. But mostly the end of Masechta is going to deal with more of the fast and other types of stuff like that. But the far majority of the Masechta is going to be talking about the actual Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah, Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol Mebeisai. They would be Mafrish. They would separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. The Lishkas Parhedrin. To the Lishkas Parhedrin. That was the name of the room. The Lishkas Parhedrin. They would separate him. Why we would separate him? To prevent him from Tumah. We'll see in Rashi. We'll see in the Gemara. Umaskinim loy Kohen Achat Achtav. We also prepare another Kohen in his place. Shema Yerabai Psol. Maybe a Psol is going to happen to the Kohen Gadol. And the avoid of Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol Mamish. You need the Kohen Gadol. So we prepare another Kohen. If a psul happens to Kohen Gadol 1, we now have a Memala Mokim, a Kohen Gadol 2, to do the avoid.
In the regular case, what would, let's say Kohen Gadol, there was Nifter or something, how long would it take to change over to the Kohen Gadol?
I don't know. As far as I'm aware, there's no official time frame. But
why would you have to put him on place? Just switch it over.
Because he needs to be mad for 7 days.
To make sure he doesn't become tummy.
Correct. So now we can't appoint another Kohen Gadol because that Kohen Gadol might become might be tummy. You want to know somebody who we know for sure is not tummy? I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af ish acher maskinim aloy." We also prepare another wife for him. Shema Thomas Ishtar, maybe his wife is going to die. The Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chiper ba'adoi, v'chaper ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi, beisoi zu ishtoi. One of the vidois that the Kohen Gadol will be doing on Yom Kippur is ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi, on his behalf and his house's behalf. Who's his house? The house is his wife. So he has to have his wife. If his wife is going to die, he has to have another wife. So we prepare another, potential shidduch for him to be able to marry in case his wife dies. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. If so, if you're choishish for Misa, if you're choishish for Dover, then it's Shchiach, Ein L'Dover Soif, there's no Ein L'Dover Soif, and maybe the second wife's going to die, third wife's going to die, until how much are you going to be choishish? So for Psal Tumah, as an example, we're choishish. What if she becomes... No problem if the wife becomes Tameh. We're talking about the concern is if the wife dies. If the wife dies, he has to have a wife. V'chiber ba'adu v'ad beis, he has to have a wife. If he doesn't have a wife, he can't do the avodah. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, we pair another wife. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chachom said, we're not choishish, because otherwise, there'll be never-ending concerns. Maybe the second wife's going to die, maybe this, maybe that. So, psul tumah we're concerned about more than that, we are not. Okay, good question. I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll have to wait as the Masechta develops. Zog to Rashi. Shiva Hashem Kodim Yom Kippur Mafrish and Kohen Gadol Shekol Avodah Shem Kippur Ein Kshir El Boy. The whole Avodah of Yom Kippur is only kosher with him, with the Kohen Gadol himself. Because the Aleph B'Hoi Reis Perek Basra, at the Gemara in Hoi Reis, the end learns, Tichsiv Gabi Yom Kippur V'Chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Lisoi. The Kohen that got anointed. The Gemara Mefarish Loma Mafrishim, exactly why are we Mafrishim? Why do we separate him from his house 7 days before?
They say that, according to the Torah, the second Kohen Gadol doesn't go into
exclusion. Doesn't go into exclusion?
Stay away from Tumah.
Okay, fine. Shkoyach. Lishkas Parhedrin, Kach Shemo, that's the name of the room. The Gemara Mefarish Loma Nikras came, why is it called the Parhedrin? We prepare another Kohen to be a Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol 1 will get a Psal Keri or a different Tumah that he now can't go into the base of Mikdash, we'll have Kohen Gadol 2 to be Memala Mokin. Uva'ad Beisoy, Gabi Yom Yekibur, M'ksiv Ba'acharei Mois, that one of the Vidus is Ba'ad Beisoy, that's his wife. Im Kein, the Rabbanon answer back to Chayshus Lamisha, you're concerned for death, Ein L'dover Soif, Shem Gamzu Thomas, maybe the second one will die also. Therefore, for these things, we're not Chayshus. Taisus had a long discussion. The Gemara Yevamis says that you are Chayshus for the Misa of one person, you are Chayshus, the Misa of two people, you're not Chayshus. Taisus gives through with him today. So, the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah in Meseches Pora, discussing Pora Aduma, says, Shivas Yomim Koinim Srevas HaPora, 7 days before they would burn the Pora, this is the Pora Aduma, right, they found that perfectly all red heifer, right, Pora, that they're going to be burning into ash and making with that the Mechatos to be Metahar all Tumas Mesim and Kalim, etc. What will be the process? 7 days before the Srevas HaPora, Hayumafrishin Koyin HaSrevas HaPora Mebesoy. They will be Mafrish, they would separate the Koyin, who will be burning the Para, Mebesoy, his house. Lelishkosh Apane Abiro, they would separate him, they would put him in a set room, Apane Abiro, by the face of the Biro, we'll see what that means in a minute. Tsafoyna Mizrocha, on the northeastern side. Velishkas Beso Evan Hoysu Nikras, this room was called the Lishkas Beso Evan. Why was it called the Beis HaEvan, the House of Stone? Because all the actions and activity that was done in that room were done with kelim, with vessels that are not mekabel tuma, like Evan, like stone, or galolim, kelim made out of the dung of animals, or klei avonim out of stone, or klei adoma out of earth, not cheres, not hardened like cheres, but regular earth, that these are all kelim that are not mekabel tuma. My time, huh? Why would this room, and why would all the activity over here only be done with kelim that are not mekabel tuma, to go against and to somewhat create, two opposite sides over here, but for a purpose. My time, huh? Kivo the tvul yoyim kosher bepara. Because Allah is a tvul yoyim is kosher for the parah. Tvul yoyim is a kohen who was tameh, and now he was toivel. He toiveled in the mikvah. Even after toiveling in the mikvah, the halacha is for many halachas. He's called a tvul yoyim. He has to wait until shkia, until sunset, or tzeisakachavim, whatever it is, and only then could he eat kodesh, eat truma, whatever it might be. But for the parah, for the ma'isa parah, for doing this parah aduma, a tvul yoyim is kosher. Dinan, as the Mishnah says, mitamoin hoyu hakoyin hasarev es aporah. They would purposely be metame the koyin that's going to be burning the porah, umat bilanoisoy, and then toivel him, to make him a tvul yoyim, lohoitzim milivin shal tzedukim. They would do that purposely just to go in contrast to the tzedukim who would say, shal yu oimim bumurove shemesh oisinasis. These tzedukim, they would say, no, a tvul yoyim is not kosher for the avoida of the Srefas Parah. You will need a Mu'urav Shemesh, somebody who the son already said. His Tumah, he had a Tvila B'mikvah, and he had Harav Shemesh already. Purposely, just to go against the Sadukim, show them they're wrong, Chazah were purposely Mitamah the Kohen, toiveled him, so now he's a Tvul Yoyim, and he would be the Kohen to go burn the Parah. So what? So because of that, because of that, the fact that a tvul yoyim is kosher, not always a tvul yoyim kosher, we would purposely make the guy a tvul yoyim, mimitam him and table him to do it. So therefore, to the other extreme, the rabbanon went in other aspects so that you won't be mizalzel in the activity of the parah. To kinyulah rabbanon, the rabbanon were mizakin klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adoma, purposely to use these types of kelim, deloy lekablu tuma, which are not mekablu tuma, kihechi deloy lezalzel ba, to show the chumrah of the parah aduma. We purposely made kelim that do not become tamei. Why? Because if people see, oh look, a tvul yoyim is mutter for the parah, they might be mizalzel, they might start taking light the whole srevas parah. Look, if even tumah's mutter, because of that, the rabbanon went to the opposite polar extreme and was misakin that you have to use kelim that aren't mekabel tumah, so that people will realize, no, something's different over here. Let's not be mizalzel in the tumah of the of the Paraduma. Now, before we get why our Gemara is bringing this down, but we're just going to clarify this Mishnah. Maishnot Tzfoinim Mizracha. Why was this room, why was the Kohen specifically placed in this northeastern side, northeastern corner? Why? Because Kivan Dechatasi. Since the Parah Aduma is called a Chatos, right? Lemei Nidos Chatosi. The Chatos to Unot Tzofer, and the Chatos needs to be done in the Tzofer of the Azara. Even though this Parah Aduma, of course, is not done in the Azara. The Parah Aduma is burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Azara. But since it's called a Chatos, and a regular Chatos is done with Tzofer, Uksiv Bo, and the Apostle... On the tzofen, on the northern side of the Azara, a typical chatos, it's shchita and all its avoid is on the northern side of the Azara, meaning past the Mizbeach, closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's right, Yaakov and Elio have pictures over there. But done all the way, but tzofen of the Azara is where the Melacha was done, typically. And uksiba, and regarding the Parah Aduma, the Pasuk also says, El Moichach Pnei Oyel Moyed, that the Hazah was done El Noichach Pnei Oyomoyim, towards the Oyomoyim, towards the eastern side. It was towards the east, towards the Oyomoyim. So because by the Parah Aduma is called the Chatos, and a typical Chatos is done with Tzofen, and because the Hazah of the Parah is done towards the east, so Tekinu L'Rabbonu Lishka Tzavoyinu Mizracha, so because of that, the Rabbonu or Misakin, let this Koyin, who is now being mafresh 7 days in advance, go to the north, a room that's in the northeastern corner, so that there's a hecker, so people realize that this Kohen is being reserved and is being mafresh specifically for the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, which is an element of Tzafon, an element of Mizrach. This is the Kohen to have a special hecker for that. Let's go two more lines and we'll stop for Rashi. My Bira, right? The Mishnah called it the Bira. He's one, the Lelishka Sha'al Paneha Bira Tzafonim Mizrachis. On the, by the face of the Bira, the northeastern side. What's Bira? This, I guess, palace, mansion is typically how you would touch the word Bira. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Mokam Hoya Bahar Abayis, Bira Shemai. It was a place on Har Abayis. It was called Bira. Plain and simple. That was the name of the area. It was called Bira. Yishlokish Omer, Yishlokish argues, and he says, Kol HaMikdash Kule Kor Bira. The whole base of Mikdash was called Bira, a mansion, a palace. Shenemar Habira Asher Hachinoisi. That was David HaMelech when he was giving over to Shlomo HaMelech rules on building the Beis HaMikdash. He was saying Habira Asher Hachinoisi. That Bira, that palace that I prepared for them, that I prepared for you. So the whole Beis HaMikdash was called a Bira. Again, so the Kohen went into the Tzvoyin Mizrachis, that Elishka that was on the northeastern section of the Bira. Again, either Bira is referring to the whole as the whole Beis HaMikdash, or a special area in the Har Abayis that was called Bira, plain and simple. Period. Let's just see Rashi before we get back into why this whole mission is being brought down. Zok Rashi right after the Mishnah. Srefas HaPorah, Parah Aduma, the burning of the Parah Aduma. Sha'apanei HaBira, Lekameh Mefarish Mai Bira. What's the Bira? Was on the northeastern corners where this room was. All the meisim, the activity of the Parah Aduma, was done with clay avonim, clay glolim, tzafi bokar, the dung of cattle, mefarishlu menachas perak rabishmo, clay adomo or earthenware kelim, she'en asuim kikicharis bekivshon. We're not talking about that were heated up in a kivshon in a furnace that became klei cheres. Klei cheres does become tameh, obviously a different type of tumah, but does become tameh. Elamin ha'adomihi, it's made out as a regular earth, shehu ke'evin raka, like it's like soft stone. V'choyki mimena kelim, and they would just hollow it out to make kelim out of this earth. Again, not mekabel tumah. My time at tekinu lo kelim halalu. Why were they misakin specifically to use kelim that are not mekabel tumah for the Parah Aduma? The two yoim lekamon yalav perek torif bekalfi v'hiza haTorah al tomei. Later on, we'll see in Daf Mem Gimel how do we know that a two yoim and what's the makar that a two yoim is kosher for the avoidus of the Parah Aduma. But because that's true, therefore the Rabbanan were machmir to the other extreme to only use kelim which are not mekabel tumah. Kihechid eloy lezauzul ubog loymar hoyov a two yoim kosher beparah. People will be mezalza. Wait a second. If a tvul yoyim is kosher to do the avodas of the parah, answer is his reason b'shmir is taira. We don't have to be so careful about taira when it comes to the parah aduma. Not true. Lakach also ba milas harbi latayra. Therefore, they made many milas, many to the other extreme, many chumras specifically to imachmer on it. Vizuachas mehem, and this is one of them, so that people will realize that it does need to be done b'tayra. Don't be mizalzo in it, even though it's tzvuyoyim is kosher. Kivan de chatasi, chatas nekras, the paradum is called a chatas, shenemar, lemei nida chatasi, the chatas to unot sofan, the chatas must be done in the sofan, chatois hakrivis be mizbeach, neshkotas be sofan. The chatois that are brought on the mizbeach are all shechted in the sofan on the northern side of the Azara. Veloy shizu to unot sofan, not that this actual paradum is the sofan, sharihin neshkotas behara mishcha, the paradum is not shechted in the Azara, it's shechted in the hara mishcha. But it means it's called a chatas, and a chatas is normally shechted be sofan. By the spritching of the Pora Aduma's blood, he's standing by the Hara Moshcha. He should look eastwards to see towards the Heichom, which is on the eastern side. So that people realize that this coin is being set aside specifically for the Pora Aduma. And the paraduma is a tsofin dikha korban, right? And is a mizrach dikha korban because it's the blood is spritched eastward. V'yasim lev li azaras b'maaseh v'sid abadisel. And therefore they will concentrate and be careful in the maisim of the para and the avoido and his whole tyra. Habiru asher hachinoisi, asher zimanti lo mokim, goyrin aroyne levnoisa boy. This was David Kamer le lahaikro, but Dirayom, David was saying this pasuk and Dirayom to Shloimo, that he's prepared the place for the bira, for the palace, for the mansion, for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so right now again, so we have our Mishnah, where we have this concept of the Kohen Gadol being hufrish 7 days before Yom Kippur. We have this Mishnah, Meseches Para, that the Kohen that's going to be sorry if the Para is hufrish 7 days beforehand into the Lishka. Zot Gemara Manahan Emili, how do we know this on both of these cases, both by Yom Kippur and by the Kohen that's being sorry if the Para, that they need to be hufrish, they need to separate for 7 days from their houses before they do this Avodah? Omer of Minyami Bar Chilki, Omer of Mechaser Bar Idi, Omer of Yoichiron. Omer Kro. The pasuk says, "Kasher also b'yoyim hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asos lechaper aleichem." This is the pasuk, the end of Parashas Tzav. This is by the miluim, right? When the Mishkan was built, Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah for the first 7 days. Then on day 8, v'yihi b'yom hashmini, the beginning of Parashas Shmini, is when the kehanim started doing the avodah. The pasuk at the very end of Tzav says, "Kasher osa b'yoyim hazeh, like you did on this day, tziva Hashem la'asis l'chaper aleichem." Hashem is commanding you also to do l'chaper aleichem to get a kapora for yourself. The pasuk right before this pasuk says, "You know what? I don't have it printed here." But the pasuk right before this, Rashi brings it down. It says, "Pesach oyo moy teishu yoyim v'layla shivas yomim." Right, it was mitzaveh the kehanim to be 7 days by these meluim, right, in preparation of day 8 when they're going to start doing the avodah. The pasuk said they should be in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. They should be manfish themselves for 7 days. Again, this was a one-time. This was a one-time thing being done at the start of the Mishkan, but the pasuk says, "Kasher tziva." You want to give me the pasuk to chumash, just like we do the order of the pasukim. "Kasher osa b'yoyim hazeh, like you're doing on this day, tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem." So to Hashem is commanding you to do lechaper aleichem. What that means, we'll see in 1 second in the Gemara, but I'll just read you the pasukim. Again, the very end of Parshas Tzav, the pasuk says, "From the door of the Oyel Moed, don't go out for 7 days. Until it's filled, the days of the Meluah." So there was a clear commandment: be there for 7 days. And this commandment is kasher also b'yom hazeh, tziv Hashem lasos also lechaper aleichem. What does that mean? Zot Gemara. Lasois elu maise para. The word lasois is referring to the maise para. That in the future, whenever we're going to do the maise para, the burning and the creating of the burning of the para aduma and making the ash of the para aduma, the mechatos, also we have the same halacha of Loisetsu Shiva Shama. For 7 days you have to be separated. And Lechaper is Elo Maisa Mekiburim. Lechaper is the Maisa of Yom Kippur, which is the Kapora. So the Lasos Lechaper is whenever you do the Lasos, the Paraduma. I don't know if it's Paraduma, we'll see in a minute. And whenever we do the Lechaper, meaning Yom Kippur, you also have to have this same halacha of Shiva Shama to be separated. So the Gemara, Bishlam Akula Krob at Pora Lemisukim. We understand, you're not going to say the Pasuk's only talking about the Pora Duma. Why Lechaper Ksiv? The Pasuk says Lechaper, Upora Lav Bas Kapora. And the Pora Duma is not considered a Kapora. Right? Obviously, we take it, we spritch it, we're Matara people with it. But we can't say the Lasis Lechaper means all Pora Duma and not Yom Kippur, because it says Lechaper. Lechaper clearly means Yom Kippur. But maybe the pasuk is only talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe Lasis Lechaper is all one thing. When you do the Kapara of Yom Kippur, how do you know the Darshan Lasis to mean Paraduma? Maybe only by Yom Kippur you need this Prisha of 7 days, not Paraduma. And for the Gemara, Amri Yalev Tziva Tziva. We have a Gzer Shava of Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hocha, it says over here by the Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasois. Right? Kasher Osab Yehim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasois. The Ksiv Hosom, and it says there by the Maisa Pora, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Zoyes Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Leimar. Right? So Asher Tziva Hashem Leimar. So we have Gzer Shava of Tziva Tziva. Mal alon pora afkan pora, ma kan prisha af lalon prisha. Just like over there, it's talking about the pora. So to over here, it's talking about the pora. Mal alon prisha afkan prisha. Just like over here by the miluim, there's a din prisha. It's a din you have to go for 7 days. Loisetsu shivasim adyoy melois. So too, the zeis chukas atayah asher tziva hashem leimar, that tziva hashem leimar is a din prisha. There's a din of prisha of 7 days that you have to be separated before the kohen has to be separated before being sarif as a parah. Let's stop for Rashi. Zok to Rashi.
But the question has nothing to do with being tamei. It's just from the pasuk.
Correct. That is exerted also from the pasuk. Correct.
So it's nothing to do with being.
Well, we don't even we didn't even get to the reason yet. We didn't even talk about reason yet. Rashi said like, the Gemara mefar shlom marfishim and davov. Why? Right now. Zok to Rashi, Minani Mili, three quarters or more than three quarters of the way down the Yom, Minani Mili, to boy Prisha Yom Kippurim Ulapora. How do we know that for Yom Kippur? And for the Parah, you need Prisha, you need to separate. The coin needs to separate for 7 days. Kasher also be Miluim, like what was done by the Miluim, Shetsivo Isam Lifresh Mibesim Zayin Yom. Over there, the Torah commanded the Kehanim to separate from the house for 7 days. Shenemar, Upesach Oyomoy, Teshu Yom Valaylo. Right, Lo Yisaitu Shivas Yomim. Right, Uveshmini of the on the 8th day, so when they did the Avodah Shenemar in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, Vahiba Yom Hashmini, Korah Moshe, Aaron Lavonov, Uksiv Kravel Mizbeach, go to the Mizbeach and start doing the Avodah. Kasher also Tziva Lasis LaDoros, like they did now. That's what Hashem was mitzvah for the future Doros. Lifresh Zayin, to be poirish for 7 days, lefnei avodas yemecher, before the avoda of the 1 day, before the avoda of Yom Kippur, or before the avoda or the process, the ma'aseh parah, you have to do this prisha of Zayin Yomim. Let me hold it. Too early to stop? Okay, let's go a couple more lines. Not too early to stop? Okay, short, fine. Short Alma today. We'll keep it short.
Adkan.